Pride this year has faced the choice of postponing, as Cork Pride has, or going online, as Dublin Pride will do on the weekend. But that, as composer and artist Jennifer Walsh has been thinking, is not quite the same as dancing in the streets.
It's late June, which means it's time for Pride. A time to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community, to drink cocktails while watching the late June sun set on streets strewn with glitter and rainbow-coloured confetti. But Soho is boarded up and nothing is open. Pride is digital now. Pride comes at the end of the academic year, which means it should mark the end of the stress of term. But right now, everyone I know who teaches at a university is deep in the midst of long discussions about how teaching will take place in the autumn. It's fairly clear that some, if not all, of teaching will happen online. And many first-year students will take online classes from their family home, still sleeping in their childhood bedroom at a time when they thought they would have finally moved out. For many of my queer students, their university years are the first time where they can be their authentic selves without fear of bullying or violence, without the fear of family members rejecting them. University is also where many queer students discover gender studies and queer studies, where they learn to articulate their experiences, where they learn to take pride in their journey. The best universities, and by best, I'm not talking about academic ranking here, I'm talking about the universities with the most heart, provide a safe space where queer students can express themselves, where they can come out without fear, where, in the words of Dan Savage and Terry Miller, it can get better. So this Pride, this new digital Pride, I'm thinking of my queer students. I'm thinking of past students like H, who for their dissertation wrote a coming out oratorio that brought myself and the rest of the committee to tears. I'm thinking of my students whose pronouns, names and gender shifted over the course of their degree and the honour we had to support them in that journey. And I'm thinking of future students, students I haven't met yet, the ones who will start their university years online, the students who might have to wait a little bit longer for it to get better. Happy Pride, class of 2024. Stay strong. We know you're there and we're waiting for you.
Jennifer Walsh there on Pride in the Pandemic. And don't forget, tomorrow it's the Culture File Weekly with Jennifer Walsh, Maurice Gohan and the deepest secrets of TikTok. That's all in the Culture File Weekly tomorrow from 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.